Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 15th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled, Police Officers Stood in a Row to Send Us Off, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Hebei Province, China.
China Fahui, Police Officers Stood in a Row to Send Us Off, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Hebei Province, China. My fellow practitioners and I were arrested while posting truth clarification posters on the street around midnight on March 22, 2016. We were released after being held for more than 3 hours. Although 3 hours doesn't sound like a long time, it was a test of life and death for me. I began cultivating in Dafa in 2006. I deeply felt that I was being strengthened by Master during the entire process. I witnessed how the greatness of Dafa changed the police officers, and I personally experienced the power of compassion. On the night before we planned to put up the posters, I had a lucid dream in which 4 little boys pulled at me. I tried to get rid of them, but couldn't. As soon as I got away from one, another came and tightly grabbed my arms and wouldn't let me go. I felt so anxious and helpless that I woke up. I was surprised by the dream, but thought I was doing well in my cultivation and coordination with my 2 fellow practitioners, so I didn't pay much attention to it. Thinking back, I realized that Master used the dream to warn me about this incident. As usual, before we set out, we sent forth righteous thoughts for 30 minutes. My righteous thoughts were pure and strong. We set off at 11 p.m. and worked well together. Anya drove the car and found good locations to stop. Belen put glue on the posters. I'm the youngest and fastest, so I would get out of the car and hang the posters. Belen had complained that her right arm was in pain and that she couldn't bend it, but the moment she started putting on glue, the pain stopped and her arm could bend easily. Anya stopped the car next to a wall and signaled to us that this was a good spot for posters. I quickly got out of the car and began hanging. Soon I heard Belen cry, "Hurry, come back, the police!" I ran back to the car. But before I could close the door, a police car had blocked our way. 2 officers shouted at us and searched our car. After finding a big stack of posters, they made a phone call. 4 officers came in 2 cars and wanted to take us away. Anya stayed very calm and explained to the officers what we were doing, but they refused to listen. They demanded that we go to the police station with them. We refused to get in their car because we weren't criminals, but did agree to follow them in our car. 2 police cars escorted us to the police station, with our car in between. Belen reminded us to send forth righteous thoughts. As soon as we entered the station, all the policemen acted as if they were facing formidable enemies. We were taken to a big room. They took pictures and videos of us, interrogated us, and recorded our answers. There were officers all over the room and hallway. We weren't afraid and decided that since all 3 of us had filed lawsuits against Jiang Zemin in 2015, we would openly tell them our names and where we worked. We were determined to validate Dafa and show them what kind of people Falun Dafa practitioners are. Our thoughts must have met the requirement of Dafa. As soon as we told them our names and where we worked, their attitude changed immediately. Because of the Chinese Communist Party's deceiving propaganda, the officers had viewed Falun Dafa practitioners as marginalized people. We, however, were neatly dressed, well-educated, and gently mannered. During the video recording, we didn't act intimidated, but spoke openly and stately about the facts of Falun Dafa, including its spread around the world and the more than 200,000 lawsuits filed against Jiang Zemin, the former leader of the Communist Party who initiated the persecution. About an hour later, they asked us to get into a police car and wanted to send us to a different station. Again, we insisted that we had not done anything wrong and said that we must drive our own car. In the end, they didn't force us to get into a police car. We were separated into three different rooms at the police station. I had strong righteous thoughts when I was with my fellow practitioners, but they weakened when I was alone. Negative thoughts began to enter my mind. I immediately realized that I must send forth righteous thoughts to eliminate anything negative. A young officer interrogated me, showering me with questions, including when I had started practicing Falun Dafa, why, and why I had insisted on practicing it against the government's orders. He fired questions at me, one after another, and at first I didn't know how to answer them. But my mind became clear as soon as I began to think of our compassionate master and my mission. I treated the officer as someone who had longed for salvation, and as a family member that I hadn't seen for a long time. At that moment, compassion naturally arose from the bottom of my heart. Slowly and kindly, I told him the questions I used to have about life, the profoundness of Falun Dafa, about the true meaning of life, and the positive roles Dafa practitioners play in today's society. The officer was fully absorbed. I told him about a practitioner who is a pediatrician with superb medical expertise and a noble character. When her patient's family members give her red bags with money in them, she keeps them temporarily so that the patient's families feel assured that she will take good care of their patients. As soon as her patients get close to being released from the hospital, she uses the money to pay for their medical expenses. The young officer was deeply touched. He asked, "Are there truly such great doctors?" I answered, "Yes, there are. Falun Dafa practitioners work in all professions. They are correcting the wrongs in their own professions, and every one of them is like this doctor." He said, "I also have many questions about life that bother me. Now I know that I must read the book Jan Falun." At this point, the door opened and the assistant director of the police station came in and asked the young man to follow him out. I realized I had broken through the test that night. After a short while, the young officer came back in and told me, "You can go home now." By this time, going home wasn't even on my mind. All I could think of was how to save people. I went out of the room and found that my two fellow practitioners were already waiting for me outside. They must have done a better job than I had. The seemingly hard tribulation had been dissolved by the compassion we had cultivated, according to Dafa. As we started to drive away, I turned and saw all of the police officers standing in a row to see us off. Tears came to my eyes. They were the ones who had arrested and interrogated us, yet they were now as close as our families. Thank you, compassionate, great master. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.